Let me just say something about the husband, okay? And I know a lot of people do this, but I don't care. Y'all know what podcast this is, a fan to a fan. But you have to have some type of screws loose in your head to marry a prisoner, to write a prisoner that you've never met in real life. You got to have some screws loose. You got to be a little bit nuts. I'm saying you got to be. I don't care if it's almonds or some damn cashews or some damn pecans. You got to have a little nuts in you to want to marry a prisoner. Now, I know that when a lot of these hello. Welcome to A Fan to a Fan, episode 65, the safe place where I'm allowed to speak openly about my criticisms of people and society. I'm your host, Frannies Coupe, and I hope you'll remember that name until your dying days. Let's get into it. Woo! What is up, you guys? We are back. Oh my God, we are back. How are you guys doing today? I am doing just fine. It's a little windy here in the Windy City. You got stuff blowing around, but it's a great breeze. It's a nice, great breeze to have here. Alrighty, so I was just with you guys yesterday and the day before that. And I am just getting this consistency going, okay? And keeping a more positive, a more determined mindset to, you know, achieve what I want to achieve. And getting these ideas, getting these creative juices flowing. Because the main difference with those people who succeed and who don't succeed is the consistency. So we starting from the ground up, okay? The ground up, the ground chuck roast over here, okay? So here's a little update for you guys if you're keeping up, if you're listening, as you should be. So I mentioned I was in the negative $50.73, something along that range there. So great news, I managed to borrow the money to get out of the negative $50 over there, okay? But then we came up with another problem. Pause. I'm sorry, it's like neighbors are so loud here. So I managed to get out of negative 50, and then I woke up to negative $19.36, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Again, it's like, you know, I woke up with barbecue sauce on my titties, and I'm like, damn, not again, you know, again, we got barbecue sauce on our titties again, and then I'm like, what the fuck came out of my account? Guess, I talked about this before, damn, Planet Fitness, the fucking cult, the cult of Planet Fitness tried to cancel my membership, didn't cancel it on time, and I thought it came out on the 18th. It's like Planet Fitness just has this mind-reading capability to know when I want to cancel the account, so they charge me a day earlier. And as I mentioned before, Planet Fitness, they gonna get their money regardless. Like, they don't care what you got. So anyway, we're at negative $19.36 because Planet Fitness, they're a bunch of bitches. But, you know, that just shows you. You know, you have some dilemma. Don't sit there and stress about it. It's going to work itself out. You know, come up with a plan and execute it and do it. And don't stop what you're doing. And then, you know, you may have less of a problem. Because I sure as hell would rather be negative $19 than negative $50. Gosh, life is so great right now. Okay, anyway, let's get into this right now. Now, money is not what I have. It's not what I have, but, you know, besides the scamming that I talked about yesterday, you know who else is fucking making money? These people on damn social media. Specifically, we're going to talk about this woman over here. This woman that is making this money. She wasn't making money before, but as of recently this year, she's just become, you know, a money maker on the TikTok, on the Facebook, on maybe the YouTube, gosh. And I'm just a little bit jealous. Just a little bit jealous. So today we're going to fucking talk about Gypsy Rose. And I don't know, I'm sure most of you guys who listen have heard of her, and some of you guys not. So it's good that I give a good background on who exactly this woman is making this money. And, you know, she's a very interesting and controversial figure. People have their mixed views on this Gypsy woman. My views, they may not align with some of you guys' views, so you may not like me after this. That's a surprise. I don't know. But, you know, I just wanted to give my quick thoughts about her whole unique situation, because I do believe this situation is very peculiar. I need to learn how to pronounce words. I swear, like, I can't pronounce certain words because of my lisp. Like, my tongue is very thick. Wink, wink. Very big, very thick. That's besides the point. But yeah, so it's a very strange situation, very unique, and it has just grabs the attention on a lot of people, in the country, probably around the world. So I'm just gonna explain to y'all who Gypsy Rose is, my thoughts on this damn situation, how she making money, why she making money. She could give me some of her money. Like, come on, Gypsy. But anyway, I like to call this episode Gypsy Woman. And if y'all don't know, that's one of the most bomb house songs out here. So many people like sample it all the time. So y'all may not even know like the original, you know, artist of it. But Crystal Waters made the song Gypsy Woman. La da dee. I don't know why it's la da dee in parentheses over here. But yeah, so I call it Gypsy Woman, and you're gonna see why. You're gonna see how these connect, besides the fact that it has the name Gypsy in the title, and we're talking about Gypsy Rose today. But you're gonna see anyway. But let's get into the 65th episode of A Fan to a Fan, Gypsy Woman. Let's get into it. Ooh, alrighty. And I just realized that last you could hear a fucking ambulance or a police siren. I'm telling you guys, like, it's always happening over here type of thing. Like, dude, like, can y'all just be a little quieter when y'all have an emergency, please? Anyway, let's get into this first point here. Who is Gypsy Rose? Okay, that is a very iconic name, you know, but it's a cool name. Like, imagine being named Gypsy. Okay, so here we have Gypsy Rose Blanchard spent most of her life being forced by her mother to pretend she was suffering from chronic illnesses. To escape the abuse, Gypsy persuaded her then boyfriend, Nicholas Goldejohn, to kill her mother, Claudine Dee Dee Blanchard, in 2015. Okay, guys, so this her mother, Claudine, we gonna call her Dee Dee because that's her name, Dee Dee Blanchard, okay? She pretended like Gypsy was sick all this time, and she got a lot of notoriety from it. She got a lot of money from it, from pretending that her daughter was sick, and she convinced her daughter that she was sick. She would shave her head, pull her teeth out, just, you know, make her be in a wheelchair all this time. Like, this lady was crazy as fuck. So specifically, Dee Dee, her mother, said that she was suffering from leukemia and muscular dystrophy, and said that she required that wheelchair. That bitch was crazy. And I know they call it what Dee Dee's mother had. You know, obviously, like, you have to have something wrong with you to be doing that to your daughter, you know. I think it's called Munchausen syndrome or something like that. I've heard about different cases of it. Those parents that believe that everything's wrong with their children, they think something severely is wrong with them, and they actually believe it in the head. So I'm not like gonna completely excuse that mental illness, But that's just, it's just crazy what she had to go through. Like, Gypsy, she believed she was sick and she did not even know her damn name. I mean, her name. She knew her name. She didn't know her age. She didn't know her real age. She's like 30 right now, for context, okay? So, to get a little bit into what her mother did, so, what Gypsy Rose, okay? So, Gypsy Rose had also taking thousands of dollars from her mother's safe so they could leave town. She could walk freely and appeared to have neither physical nor mental disabilities her mother had claimed. Her mother had forced her to pretend to the health problems for financial and social advantage. And that's why I'm like not completely like blaming that mental illness, the Munchausen syndrome or whatever, because she's clearly doing it for financial gain. Like, she liked the attention that she was getting, and she liked the money that she was getting from Jesse. Like, they would go to fucking Disney World and shit. Like, come on. Like, girl, you clearly have some type of motive to be doing this to your daughter, okay? So let's see, how did Gypsy find out she wasn't sick? So, Gypsy has stated it was only after Dee Dee's death that she realized the extent of her mother's deception. While Gypsy had known she could walk and eat regular food, she had believed she had leukemia. Today, Gypsy is healthy. She also said she enjoyed more freedom in prison in that life she shared than in that life that she shared with Dee Dee. That's fucking crazy. Like, someone thinking they had cancer this entire time, and you feel more in pr you feel more free in prison than you actually felt, you know, in the free world. Like, that is fucking fucked up. Now, let's see, how much time she, okay, it was 10 years. Yes, so I thought it was a 5-year sentence, my bad, but it's good that we doing this fucking research, guys, because I want to give you guys the facts. And once I give you the facts, I'm gonna go off about it and show and explain to you what I believe in and why I believe in it. So she was sentenced to a 10-year prison sentence for murdering her mother, Dee Dee. But she was released 3 years early. So she got out, I believe it was December 28th of 2023. I remember that day because everybody was posting about it. So she got out, she served 7 years, but her boyfriend, as I mentioned, her brother, boyfriend is the one who actually did the killing and the stabbing. So he served a life sentence. He's serving a life sentence for doing that. And Gypsy is out running free. And that's actually like some of the controversies, some of the problems that, you know, the people who don't like her. That's what they say. They like, oh, she's a murderer. She shouldn't be out of prison while her boyfriend is serving life. Like, come on. Like, what type of stuff is that? But I mean, she didn't actually kill her, and she didn't, like, Gypsy is the victim in a sense. So I don't know. Like, these questions people be asking on Google, like, what the hell? Anyway, people, why did Gypsy have no teeth? Okay, y'all fucked up for that. Anyway, the now 32-year-old who spent 8 years behind bars in relation to the plot murder of her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, had numerous teeth and integrity extracted following Dee Dee falsely asserting that she was suffering from tooth decay. Like I said, she literally pulled this bitch's teeth out. Like, that bitch is estranged. That bitch is weird. Like, bro, that's crazy. That is nuts. Now, and you may be wondering, where's her other family members in this? So let's see where her dad is in this. So, as Gypsy served her prison sentence, her father Rod connected with her daughter with his daughter, and they slowly repaired their relationship. She'll always have a home here, Rod told people in 2017. We'll put her in the right path. Yeah. Okay, so I guess he is in her life now. She's with the stepmother as well with that. So Yeah, so that's a good idea of who Gypsy Rose was. So, how this story just became so popular. I mean, you can see it's an intriguing story. Of course, Lifetime, every time like it's some messy shit, Lifetime gets involved with it. You know, you see the fucking Surviving R. Kelly series, like they were like, let's get on this shit. You know, they are on it. The Wendy Williams doc, like they are so fucking messy. Like Lifetime be on that shit. They made a couple movies. I know one of the famous ones, The Act. That one, it was a good one. A lot of Crime Watch, with Crime Watch Daily, that they had a great one, explaining the story. So if y'all do want to learn more, The Act is a good movie, and then you want to watch the Crime Watch, that's on YouTube, and then just do your fucking research in general. So yeah, so that is a quick synopsis of who Gypsy Rose is. Okay, now let's talk about when this bitch done got out of prison. Now Gypsy, she got out of prison, like I said, late December, and then like people were kind of anticipating like her being released, and because they saw her as a hero. I don't know, because they're like, oh yeah, she killed that bitch, her mom, oh that evil bitch, you know, she killed her. Blah blah blah. That's what she got. I mean, yeah, she deserved it. Blah blah blah. So people are like, oh, this is American hero. Like I thought this bitch was a Marine. The way people were over here praising Gypsy Rose. So people were really really anticipating her. Not really much critics in terms of like why are they releasing her at the time. I just saw more so the praise, and you would see a lot of it on social media or people making jokes about it, even though, you know, a person did lose their life and a person is serving a life sentence. People were just really cheering on Gypsy for getting back on her feet and, you know, for surviving what she did, you know. So I can admit that even with me, y'all already know I'm a jokester, and y'all already know this song Gypsy Woman is stuck in my head. Like it's always gonna be stuck in my head. It's a good ass song and so many people sample it. So of course I'm gonna post, oh, they freed my girl, and then in the background is Gypsy Woman playing. So I got on that bandwagon as well, but I can feel nothing but, you know, compassion, sympathy for her in a sense, because if I had to live the life that she did, I don't know if I would have made it, guys. I don't know if I would have made it out the pen. But like she said herself, she said she felt more free in prison than she felt, you know, living with her mom. So that's crazy in itself, and she got out. Alrighty, so another thing, when she did get out of prison, she had a husband. She got married in prison, okay? And they were married for about 2 years while she was in prison, and when she got out, they were still married. But they're getting a divorce, guys. So Gypsy Rose been out for 3 months, 3, 4 months, and now she want a damn divorce from the guy, okay? And they claim that she's over here using him and dogging him. And let me just say something about the husband, okay? And I know a lot of people do this, but I don't care. Y'all know what podcast this is, offend to offend. But you have to have some type of screws loose in your head to marry a prisoner, to write a prisoner that you've never met. In real life, you got to have some screws loose. You got to be a little bit nuts. I'm saying you got to be. I don't care if it's almonds or some damn cashews or some damn pecans. You got to have a little nuts in you, to want to marry a prisoner. Now, I know that when a lot of these famous, I'm gonna say infamous, murderers go to jail, a lot of people are fanned out, and they send them fan mail, These are weird ass people. Crazy. I'm crazy. Okay. Like when I was watching the Jeffrey Dahmer, it was a documentary or whatever that was on Netflix. When I was watching that, just to hear of all the people sending him fan mail and praising him, like, it was, like, weird. Like, obviously, those people are weird. Like, he fucking ate people. I don't know what y'all want. He ate people, and y'all are over here sending him fan mail. So, you have to be some type of crazy to be doing that. Or John Wayne Gacy, how people just was so infatuated with him, and he got fan mail. He was a fucking killer clown rapist guy, and y'all are sending him fan mail. And then you have this guy, the husband, well, about to be ex-husband, sending her fan mail, and you're like, hey, meeting her in prison, hey, I want to marry you. Been married for 2 years. I think he's a little crazy. I think he's crazy, okay? I'm sorry. And then now a lot of people are like shitting on her because they're like, oh, she doesn't know what she wants. Like, she left him soon as she got out of prison, blah, blah, blah. What is she doing? She's probably trying to go back to her killer boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. Her killer ex-boyfriend. And I'm like, ugh. I don't know. I feel like everybody is slow in this situation. And I'm not, like, I know I say slow in a mean way, but it has to be some developmentally delayed people who are participating in this story. And I feel like all parts, all members of this story, they are a little bit slow, and that's okay. That's okay to admit. Now, with the dogging of as of recently, they claim she's dogging the husband. Okay, so when. I'm sorry, it's not funny, but they were like, why the husband look like Dee Dee? I'm like, y'all are fucked up. Like, they were like, well, it is a psychological thing to fall in love with people who look like your abusers or who have the same acts as your abuser. And I'm like, y'all are bogus for saying that this man looked like her damn mama. And if y'all were to see a picture of Dee Dee, you'd be like, oh, come on, man. And then look at the husband. Okay, not gonna lie, they kind of do look alike. Do I think that she did this on purpose? Like, who just, you know, so one day, like, hey, like, let me marry somebody who looked like my mama. Like, no. It's funny. Like they talking about the husband looked like Dee Dee. I'm like, come on now. Y'all some bogus fucks right there. But, yeah, so with that, they were saying that, with what Gypsy was saying about the husband, why she decided to leave was because of a big argument they had about food. Okay, guys, Dee Dee, she's overweight, as is the husband. She claimed that the husband was hoarding food and he wouldn't throw away the moldy food, and they had a big argument about that, and then that's why she left. She also said that he would snore really loud. Now, I know anyone could have the snoring problems, but, you know, sometimes if you're overweight, you can suffer from sleep apnea, and maybe he had that. And it's not the best to sleep next to a loud snore all the time. I mean, sometimes, I'm sure some of you have been through it too. But I'm just saying, like, to put this out in the media, Gypsy, like, come on, girl, that's kind of bogus. And then she would also say he'd be sweaty at night, and I'm like, okay, Gypsy girl, Come on. Now, we know he's a bigger guy. He's a bigger guy, but you gotta hit him with the low blow. Like, he's sweaty and he snores and he hoards food. Like, come on. Come on. And he look like the mama. He looks like the mama. Like, this is all just a very weird story, weird characters. And you can't blame people for being infatuated about it, and that's kind of why I'm infatuated about it, because it's just so ridiculous in a way. Now, let's get away from the husband. Let's talk about her social media presence since leaving jail. So, I mean, along with everyone just being like, yeah, Gypsy, yeah, you killed your mom, you're out of prison, yeah, you're a survivor. She has been on the TikTok, on the Facebook, on the Instagram. She is on there. She's on there and she's making her coin and she got the followers for it. And you know, she's showing she's living her best life. And some people think like, oh, she's just doing it for money. Like, I mean, how else is she gonna get money? Like, how else she don't have the experience. She's fucking 32 years old, guys. She was led to believe that she couldn't walk all her life, that she had cancer, that her teeth were decayed. She had a shaved head, all that shit. She, under her mother's care, like, you know, basically locked up in the house like fucking Rapunzel without the hair. That's, you know, you have to have some sort of understanding when it comes to that and people's upbringing. And as much as we try to deny it, or I'm sure you guys know, but your upbringing, it plays a huge role in certain actions that you do, and you shouldn't completely blame it. But for someone that was literally under their mother's care, led to believe that she was really sick, and then after that being shipped off to prison for 7 years, and is just now seeing a lick of freedom, the free world. Yeah, like, what else are you gonna do? You're gonna go and try to make the money that you can. And while you are being somewhat praised, hop on social media if you're not scared to do it. And that's what she's doing. Now, she is going back and forth and, like, deleting her accounts, bringing it back, because this bitch is still on probation. I mean, she may be Gypsy Rose. She may be Gypsy Rose, but, bitch, she on probation. I'm not talking about an ankle bracelet, but she can be acting up. She been acting up a little bit. You know, she been snapping back at these comments. Like, okay, first of all, let me talk about this. Y'all coming here for y'all coming for Gypsy Rose, like y'all trying to call her these names, but she killed her mama. And y'all don't think she would, like, y'all don't think that she's gonna sit back and chill and take these negative comments? She gonna eat your ass alive. Like, she may even stab your ass up to death. Like, I wouldn't fuck with Gypsy Rose. That's one of the few white women I would stay away from. I would stay away from Gypsy Rose. But y'all keep on trying it. So she been snapping back in the comments. She been posting whatever the fuck she want. You know, she been doing this. And then people agree. Some people don't. Some people think she's a clout chaser. It is what it is. And then for that, she's getting hate now. She's getting more hate than she originally had, because, like I said, it was first praise, and then now it's like, she divorced the husband. Oh, she's trying to see the ex-boyfriend who killed the mom. You know? And then people also believe that she should be giving more praise to Nicholas Goldejohn, who, you know, who actually, you know, did the killing of the mom. They think that they're trying to kind of guilt trip her into seeing him in prison, because he's locked up and she's free, but she's the one that plotted it, blah blah blah. So it's just a lot of hate in that regard. People don't like that she's making money. People don't trust her. People think that she's manipulative. People think that she's all of these things. And it's just weird. And with the way how quick people change their minds on social media is very astonishing. And I'm not going to partake in it. It's just too much flip-flopping. One minute they love you, one minute they hate you. So why not just be yourself regardless? Why not just stick with some sort of opinion and just go strong with it? You know, it's best not to ride this wave. I'm not riding any type of wave with this shit, you know? Either, you know, I like Gypsy. I don't, you know, I feel indifferent about Gypsy, or I hate Gypsy. You know, it really don't matter to me. It's just an intriguing story, and I just wanted to kind of, you know, just be in tune with it. But just seeing the way how people just flip their minds and just say all this stuff about people when you don't actually know her, you know? But I'll get into more of that in Fernisa's final thoughts, guys. So this is a little quick episode about, you know, this Gypsy Rose, Gypsy Woman, but we're going to get into Frenice's final thoughts so I can tie it all in a bow for you so you guys can actually see the point to this damn episode. But yeah, let's get into that. You just called out my name and you know. That song is stuck in my head. Y'all know this song, You Got a Friend, by Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack. That song is stuck in my head. I'm going to play that after this. Anyway, so Gypsy Woman, when I get into a little bit of the lyrics of that song, so you know, y'all can get a good idea. I'm not going to play it because I'm not trying to get, what the fuck is that noise? Is this a fucking private jet landing? Jesus. Guys, I swear, we're going to get a studio one day. And then we'll hire a bunch of people. We'll see where it goes. But for right now, y'all got to hear the damn police sirens and the damn private jets that are landing somehow, somewhere. So this song, Gypsy Woman by Crystal Waters. One of my favorite songs ever, like I said. Okay, I'm going to read the lyrics poetically. And hopefully you guys don't tear up because they're so emotional. Okay. The winds are blowing every morning just to do our hair now because she cares, you all. Her day wouldn't be right without her makeup. She's never had a makeup. She's just like you and me, but she's homeless. She's homeless. As she stands there, singing for money, la da dee, la da da, 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 la da dee, la da da. In my sleep, I see her begging, reaching for police. Although her body's not mine. She's just like you and me, but she's homeless. She's homeless. As she stands there singing for money, la da dee, la da da, la da dee, la da da, la da dee, la da da, la da dee, la da da. I'm dead. Okay, I can't believe y'all had me sing this song for y'all. Yes, it's fucking karaoke night, but. So that's the song. It's you know, a dance, you know, you dance to the song. It's hella mixes to it. It's fucking raw. Hits drunk or it, you know, hits poor. Okay, so my point is, okay, so I just noticed some damn similarities. It's so weird. So Gypsy, obviously Gypsy Rose, but her mother's name is Dee Dee. Look, and then you see here, la da dee, la dee da. Like Dee Dee, like that shit is so fucking weird. But I wanted to point to the point of the, you know, the whole point about this is the compassion factor. Okay, she's just like you and me, but she's homeless. She's homeless. As she stands there singing for money, you know. Okay, so. She is in the spotlight. Since she's been released from prison, she is in the fucking spotlight. I'm sure we have made some fucked up decisions, some fucked up moves, some controversial moves. And, you know, it's stupid. But she is, every single move, it's being recorded, it's being broadcasted, and hey, we shouldn't be so quick to judge. And like I said, y'all switch y'all opinions on somebody so fast, especially somebody who y'all do not fucking know. Like, so Gypsy Rose, she decided to get a nose job, right? And now people mad that she decided to get a nose job, okay? Like, damn, like, imagine y'all, every time y'all got y'all basement BBLs, people was coming for y'all about it, you know? That's not right. That's not right. She's just in the spotlight. She's just like you and me, but she's in the spotlight. She's in the spotlight. And y'all just so quick to judge in that regard. Another thing. Y'all give this bitch too much credit. As I said before, our upbringings play a big role into how we grow up. That is a very traumatizing, unique, weird upbringing where she can never actually be an adult. She's 32 years old, but imagine her mental age, like from being locked up by your mother to being locked up in prison to being this star. As soon as you leave prison, getting millions of followers, all of this, all the cameras, all the lights, all the action on you. So do y'all actually think that this woman had the time? She has the time. She has the mental capability to be like, I'm going to manipulate millions of people. I'm going to manipulate every guy that I went to kill my mother and to fall in love with me and to do all this. No, y'all talking about some damn gypsy rock. Just look at it. Besides the Gypsy Rose thing, y'all give this lady too much credit. Y'all think she's smarter than what she actually is when she is just living life the way how she knows how to do it and what she thinks is right. Just going in a certain direction, not knowing what to do. And you guys are just so quick to call someone manipulative and do this and use all your psych 101 terms. And by psych 101, I mean, y'all know those gen eds you gotta take in college. And then when you want to get your behavioral science credit, you just pick a random class and people just pick psych 101 or psych 100 just to get the fucking gen ed. And then they take one class and they act like they know everything. No. So y'all not going to take one damn psychology class and know everything about Gypsy Rose's mind, because I sure as hell don't. And I'm not going to pretend like I don't. Okay, I'm not going to pretend because I took an AP psych class that I know everything that's going through her head. No, but the only thing we can be is humans who did not go through this exact same situation as her is to be open and try to listen and try to put yourself in their shoes. But people aren't so quick to do that. They're so quick to judge. They're so quick to judge. So if you guys are one of those people that you know, the biggest Gypsy Rose haters, first of all, I'm not going to stay up at night thinking about Gypsy Rose. I'm really not. First of all, I'll be kind of scared. I'd be scared if I was just over here thinking about Gypsy Rose murdering me. She's like 5'2". I'm thinking she's like 5'1". This bitch is short. And I'm scared of Gypsy Rose, okay? I'm not going to sit up at night thinking about how manipulative Gypsy Rose is. I'm not doing that, okay? Damn, y'all just worry about the wrong damn things. And I told myself this episode is going to be other 40 minutes. But anyway, wanted to hit this last, one of these last lines. As she stands there singing for money. As she stands there, she's on TikTok and making her money, la la dee, la la da. Yeah, she's making her money because this is a story. This is sell a book, make your millions, get that advance, do what you need to do to live, to make your money. Cause, sorry, I don't think McDonald's is gonna hire you and you got a damn murder on your damn record. McDonald's ain't gonna hire you, Gypsy. So she's doing what she knows. She's making money off that image, and that is what she's doing. She's standing there and she's singing for money again. And to conclude with this, let me just say these lyrics one more time so y'all can understand. And y'all would never think that this damn Gypsy Woman song would be so deep and so emotional. But it is. To finish it off, the winds are blowing every morning just to do her hair now because she cares, y'all. Her day wouldn't be right without her makeup. She's never had a makeup. She's just like you and me, but she's homeless. She's homeless. As she stands there singing for money, la la dee, la la da. All right. That is all for today's episode, folks. Thank you very much, very, very much for listening to my singing. But besides that point, if you do want to get in contact with me, I do have an Instagram, and that Instagram is at frenesedabeast. And if you don't know how to spell it, that is FrenesedabeaST. Also, revamp the email. Something that you guys can remember is just frenesedabeast@gmail.com. Any questions, advice, nudes if you're sexy. But other than that, I don't want none of that freaky shit. Then there's no scams. Remember, no scams in the email. Go straight to the spam folder. Go straight to it. But again, also revamp the YouTube channel, and then it'll be easy for you guys to remember again. That is frenesedabeast. And I'm not going to spell it again because you have the spelling that I already said there. But yeah, so there I'll be posting shorter form content, story times, episode previews, and everything and anything in between. We are expanding. We are going to hit this 200 episodes this year, and y'all going to get it. And y'all gonna understand it, because it's on la-da-dee-la-da-da, la-da-dee-la-da-da, you know? But anyway, besides all the la-da-dees and la-da-das, most importantly, always, 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 please, 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 be prepared to offend, to offend. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day, night, year, or whenever you're listening. See ya.